Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Chief Justice Roy Moore's judges have now been announced, and also there's some additional so-called house cleaning that the acting Chief Justice Lynn Stewart is doing at the Alabama Supreme Court. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, Governor Bentley of Alabama recently announced that seven replacement judges will preside over the appeal for Chief Justice Roy Moore. Panel of judges were selected from a pool of 50 retired, not elected. These are individuals who at one time were elected, but now they're retired. So these are 50 retired judges, both from the appellate court and from the lower circuit courts and district courts. And we have their names now listed at the lc.org website. You can go there to find out about them. But Holly, we're going to be looking at each one of these. However, we're also going to ask this court to expedite this matter so that we can get our brief before the Alabama Supreme Court and have oral argument and a final decision as soon as possible. There's no reason to drag this case on.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, Chief Justice Moore is entitled to a fair hearing just like anyone else. And we're still have asked for that case to be unsealed because obviously there's some information that the public needs to know. But my concern is that this acting Chief Justice is painting the picture that she wants them to vote by her actions.
Yeah, in Alabama, you have to run for the justice position, and you also run for Chief Justice. So it's not something where you run for justice and it's the next person in line of seniority that gets put there. You
right.
actually run for that position. So that position of Chief Justice of Alabama Supreme Court is an elected position, and Chief Justice Roy Moore won that position.
Right.
Now, since he has been removed, the process is that the next most senior justice becomes the acting Chief Justice. And so she's the next most senior. So she's just there as a temporary placeholder. She's a justice, but now she's acting as a Chief Justice during this interim time where there is no full-time Chief Justice there. Now, case was on appeal. It's currently on appeal. You would think that they would at least pretend to be neutral. But in fact, what Lynn Stewart has done is she has terminated five people. She started off with terminating with three individuals, and these were people who were working with or had been hired by the Chief Justice. It was this a senior chief of staff, an attorney, and it was two other law clerks. These are graduated law students who are attorneys, and they were working with him as law clerks or staff attorneys is what they're called. Terminated those three individuals and then asked him to remove all of his belongings from his office and then removed his name from the official letterhead. So his name's not on there anymore.
Well, this is still on appeal.
All on appeal. And then just a few days ago, fired two more people. Now, these are people who worked for the entire court. This is the court administrator and another individual who is the administrative director of courts and the administrative office of courts legal counsel. These are two people that work for all of the court.
Right, but the key is that he hired them during his first term
during
and they worked
term.
For him during his first term. So it's almost like she's just trying to eliminate anyone who has association with the chief.
That's right. You know, these are individuals, they were not law clerks or staff attorneys
no.
that work directly with him now. It was back 10, 11 years ago. Back in the 2000s, 2001, 2002, that he actually hired them first to be individuals working at the Alabama Supreme Court. They have since become the director of courts and the administrative office of courts legal counsel. So they don't work for the chief or anyone else. They work for the entire court. And that's what they've been doing for the last number of years. But because a decade plus ago, the chief hired them, she terminated them. She is really going on a rampage
yeah.
to eliminate anyone who has any kind of association, no matter how long ago it is, with the Chief Justice.
And as a result, she's disrupting all these families, you know, because of her personal vendetta or whatever that is. And my question is always, isn't she accountable to someone? I mean, how is she allowed to do this? And then she's painting the picture for this new panel of judges.
Yeah, I mean, she is someone who was asked to be recused by the Chief Justice in a motion.
She's not acting that way.
No, and she won't rule on that particular motion to recuse. She's been asked to unseal the record from May of 2016. She won't rule on that. And now she's taking a vendetta. She's now terminated five people that have any kind of relationship, even if it's a decade plus ago, with the Chief Justice. I am concerned about this, Holly, because yes, this is hostile, uncalled for treatment against the Chief Justice while the case is on appeal. What happens if, and I believe there's a high likelihood that this would happen, the decision is reversed,
right,
and the Chief now is reinstated as the Chief Justice. We only have a few months to wait on that decision, frankly.
Right.
And if he's reinstated as the Chief Justice, now he's had three of his staff attorneys gone and two people that actually work to operate the administrative side of the court gone. What's going to happen? I mean, it's so disruptive. And I think what she's doing is telegraphing to the special court of seven judges who have now been picked to hear the appeal. She's telegraphing to them how she expects them to rule. She doesn't want the chief coming back. I believe that this is very inappropriate. It's just uncalled for because it is taking a public stand,
right,
on a case that's still pending before the Alabama Supreme Court.
And you know, Matt, it all goes back to his beliefs. It has nothing to do with anything he's done because he hasn't done anything wrong. If you read his administrative order, you can go on our website, read his five-page administrative order. It's
four-page,
correct. It's simply a status report. He's done nothing wrong, but it goes back to his belief, his stand for godly principles, his stand against same-sex marriage. And so this personal vendetta that she has and some of the other justices on the court are displaying against him because of that.
Yeah, and even if you go back and read that four-page order, it doesn't have anything to do with his opinion. And it doesn't say
he never says
pro
that
or con regarding the Supreme
to do anything.
Court decision.
Yeah.
And it doesn't say pro or con regarding same-sex marriage. He has obviously a belief that is shared by the four dissenting justices of the United States Supreme Court, many judges and other people around the country, not only in the legal profession, but in the popular non-legal profession regarding the Supreme Court's opinion and regarding marriage. So it's not some bizarre opinion. But in that four-page order, he didn't even express that opinion.
No.
He's just simply stating what the status of the case is. And so when you read that, you have to ask yourself, is it illegal what he did? No. Is it immoral? No. Is it unethical? No. It doesn't violate any judicial canon. He should never have been removed
from unconstitutional.
The bench. No, yeah. It's not unconstitutional at all. He should never have been removed from the bench. But, you know, this is the problem, I think, the frustration that the American people are seeing with regards to what's going on around the country nationally. You know, the WikiLeaks have really revealed a lot of disturbing things, frankly, with regards to how there is this manipulation of the system by certain individuals or people or groups, literally getting around the rule of law. You know, if there were a WikiLeaks situation here in Alabama, I'm sure, you know, you would find a lot of that same kind of thing. I can tell you, however, whether you would or not, the system is broken.
Mm-hmm.
And it's as broken here as it is in any place that we're seeing around the country. And I think that's why people are just fed up with the system, because when the system doesn't work, when the system doesn't give justice, as in this case, like, give you one example, in order to remove a judge or a justice from the bench, you need a 9-0 unanimous opinion, a vote. That's under the rules of the Court of the Judiciary. The Court of the Judiciary acknowledged that they did not have 9 votes. They said it. We don't have to have a WikiLeaks to find out what was going on.
Right.
They said they don't have 9 votes to remove. So what they did was they removed him anyway. They called it something different. We're going to suspend you for the rest of your term, which is 2 years and 4 months. No pay. That's unprecedented in the history of Alabama. It's never been done that way, never been that far of a suspension, and frankly cannot be. They just simply can't do it. So if they lacked 9 votes at the end of their deliberation, they should have said, the request was to remove. We don't have 9 votes to do it. So we are denying the request and ruling in favor of the Chief Justice, and Roy Moore should therefore be able to go back and should be currently sitting in the Chief Justice position at the Alabama Supreme Court. And I think, you know, we are living at a time where the church is coming under a greater stress from these secularist and, frankly, in some cases, satanic forces. And now is the time for the church to rise up and literally believe and act as Jesus said to the disciples at Caesarea Philippi, that the gates of hell, the fury of hell, will not prevail against his church. Continue to pray for this case. We are moving to this Supreme Court level for a decision there. But pray that we actually get some real justice, because it's been bizarre with all the different kinds of things that have happened from the very beginning of this case. Go to lc.org. Pray for Chief Justice Roy Moore and his family, and for Liberty Counsel as we continue to seek justice in Alabama.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.